Palestinians seeking Israeli citizenship usually say they do not have a choice.
I have a bad feeling because I prefer to have the passport of my country as a Jerusalemite, as a Palestinian, so I should have a Palestinian passport. But unfortunately, I cannot get one. Instead, I got something that will only connect me more to Jerusalem.
While some Palestinians say that full-fledged citizenship enables them to get better jobs and more benefits, others disagree.
For someone that has children, expenses, a house, and a shop, and all these things, the citizenship could never help. If they give us a passport and take away our IDs, it's the same for me.
It's not all about benefits. The suburban Jerusalem homes of some Palestinians got separated from the rest of the city by an Israeli concrete wall built 10 years ago after a rash of suicide bombings. Those Palestinians fear they may lose Jerusalem residency. Interior Ministry figures obtained by the Reuters news agency showed that there were 1,434 passport applications for the year 2012-2013, of which 189 have been approved. Most of the rest are still being processed.
We are indeed witnessing an increase in the number of East Jerusalemites who have permanent residency status in the State of Israel who are seeking Israeli citizenship. The question of how big this increase is debatable.
Palestinian officials pushing for a state that would include the territory of East Jerusalem are concerned.
There's a big risk that if the situation continues, what will the Palestinians negotiate about? They want to negotiate about land. They already lost the land. They want to negotiate for the population, and the population is being lost.
The demographic impact could be even wider, they say, when one considers that the children of those who become Israeli are born Israeli citizens. Officials in Jerusalem deny that the demographics will affect Israel's negotiations with Palestinians. Zlatica Hoek, VOA News, Washington.
更多内容请关注可可英语 可可net.com。